主耶稣的圣名，我们开始晚上的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we command this evening service.
唱诗57首。
Please sing hymn 57. Let's continue the studies, Psalm 90, the wishes and prayer of Moses.
我们看诗篇的九十篇。
Let's refer to Psalm 90.
上一次我们查考第十二节。
Last time, we studied, verse 12.
摩西求神赐给他智慧的心。
Moses asked the Lord to give him a heart of wisdom.
信仰是一条旅程。
Faith is like a journey.
这个旅程的长短以日子来算。
The distance of this journey is counted by days.
有人八十年，有人四十年。
Some travel for 80 years, some travel for 40 years.
旅程的这一端是我们现在的生活。
And which refers to our life nowadays.
旅程的另外一端是流奶与蜜之地，天国。
The other end of the journey is the land of milk and honey, which is also the heavenly kingdom.
但是在这个旅程里面有很多的考验。有很多的困难。
But during this wheels on the journey, there are a lot of trials and a lot of difficulties.
我们需要智慧。
Therefore, we need wisdom.
我们才能够面对这些困难跟智慧啊，来走完这条路。
Then we may be able to overcome all these difficulties.
我们看很多人信仰走不下去，是因为缺乏智慧。
Many people couldn't complete the journey.Because they were in lackage of wisdom.
所以摩西第一个求神赐给他智慧。
Therefore, Moses firstly asked God to give him the wisdom.
我们看十三节。
Let's continue to read verse 13.
这是摩西的第二个心愿跟祷告。
This is his second wish and prayer.
神啊，我们要等到几时呢？求你回转，为你的仆人后悔。
Return, O Lord, how long, and have compassion in your servants.
这里摩西向神祈求。
Moses asked the Lord.
说求神回转。
Moses asked the Lord to return.
这个回转到底是什么意思呢？
What's the meaning of that?
如果我们看民数记。
If we refer to the book of Numbers.
民数记的第六章
Chapter 6 Numbers chapter 6
24节到27节
Verse 24 through 27
民数记第六章24节
Numbers chapter 6 verse 24
愿神赐福给你保护你25节
25
愿神使他的脸光照你施恩给你27节
26
愿神向你的脸扬脸是你平安27节
27
他们要如此奉我的名为以色列人祝福我要赐福给他们
The Lord bless you and keep you The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace So they shall put my name on the children of Israel and I will bless them
这里是神告诉摩西要告诉以色列要为以色列百姓这样祝福
This is what Lord instructing Moses to bless the people of Israel.
二十五节说，愿神使他的脸光照你。
The Lord make His face shine upon you.
然后二十六节说，向你扬脸是你平安。
The Lord lift up His countenance upon you.
所以，如果神的脸在看我们，面对我们，我们就会得平安，得恩典。
If the Lord faces us, then we will have peace and joy.
这是一种福气。
This is indeed a blessing.
但是如果神的脸转开不看我们。
If the Lord turn his face away from us.
这个表示神的平安神的恩典就离开了我们。
Then his peace and his blessing depart from us.
所以信仰是一种关系。
Therefore faith is a relationship. between God and us.
我想用三点跟大家学习。
I would like to share you with three essential points.
信仰是一种关系。
Faith is a relationship.
这是一种爱的关系。
It is a relationship of love.
因为我们跟神好像父子跟孩子。
We are just like the relationship between God and us, just like father and son, father and children.
丈夫跟太太的关系。
Also the same relationship between husband and wife.
那这个关系本来是一种享受。
And this relationship is a joy.
但是这个关系需要有一个条件。
It is subject to a condition.
就是我们人需要活在神的公义里面。
We have to live in the righteousness of God.
所以公义就是没有罪。
Righteousness means blameless and sinless.
当人完全没有罪。
When a person is blameless,
人跟神的关系就没有距离。
Then there will be no gap between man and God.
那就像主耶稣说，神在我里面，我跟神在神里面，神跟我是合一的。
Just as like what Jesus said, God is me and I'm in Him, and we are united in one.
那到了这个情况，就真的是神扬起脸来祝福我们，光照我们。
Then the Lord will truly lift up His countenance upon us and give us peace.
那到了这个情况，我们真的就实在享受神。
And we truly rejoice in God.
但是现在为什么有时候我们常常发现哦，祷告有圣灵，但是没有感觉。
Why sometimes we prayed in spirit and in spirit yet have no feeling?
有的信主几十年，我们回想。在小时候怎么热心祷告，怎么求圣灵，多有力量，为什么我们现在好像没有那个感觉？
And we may have been members for years. During our young time, we pray in spirit with power, and now it seems that we have no feeling anymore.
我们回想，我们有一阵子都有这个感觉，想到神，我们就内心有一种甜美。
For a period of time, we might sense to this sweetness when thinking about God.
就有一种平安。
And we will, that means we have peace in our mind.
但是为什么现在我们没有？
Why we have no more this kind of peace in our mind anymore?
神没有改变。
God doesn't change.
但是为什么我们对神的体验有时候常常一直在减少？
And why we have less and less experiences in God?
这个时候我们需要思考一个问题。
This time for us to meditate.
所以我们就进入第二个主题。
Therefore, we take a look of the second subject.
要认识罪的事实。
Facing the reality of sin.
我们常常把罪想到字面上的实践。
A lot of time we refer sin to the superficial Ten Commandments.
字面上 detail.
In words, in details.
我没有犯奸淫。
I do not commit adultery.
我没有杀人。
I do not commit murder.
我没有偷盗。
I do not steal.
我没有拜偶像。
I do not worship idols.
所以结论，我没有问题。
So in conclusion, I am okay.
但是我没有问题，为什么我们跟神好像离得很远？
And why would there still a distance between God and us?
那我们就要再进入更深的一层来看。
So we have to take a deep analysis.
到底问题在哪里？
What is the problem?
我们看约翰一书。
Let's refer to 1 John.
约翰一书的第一章。
The first epistle of John, chapter 1.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第一章第八节。
First John chapter 1 verse 8.
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理便不在我们里面了。
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
我们常常问这个问题哦，这一句话是指着受洗以前还是受洗以后？
We always raise this question. Does this verse refer to the stage prior to baptism or after baptism?
我们仔细看，应该是受洗以前跟以后都是适用。
If we take a closer look of this verse, it applies to both stages.
为什么说我们讲自己没有罪，便是自己欺骗自己？
So what is the meaning of that? If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves.
答案在下一句。
And the answer is in the second portion.
真理不在我们里面。
The truth is not in us.
因为真理是光。
The truth is light.
真理没有进到里面，我们里面的黑暗没有办法显露。
If the truth is not in our heart, then the darkness in our heart will not be manifested.
真理是绝对的标准。
The truth is the absolute standard.
真理没有进到我们里面，没有那个标准在衡量我们。
If the truth is not our heart, there will be no standard to measure us.
所以为什么一般人你跟他讲要信耶稣，耶稣会赦免你罪，他根本就听不下去。
So if you tell a non-believers that you are sin, the Lord will forgive your sins, they couldn't comprehend.
他根本就不会觉得自己有罪。
They couldn't think that he or she is a sinner.
因为他里面没有真理。
Since there's no truth in his or her mind.
那有一天道理听懂了。
And once he accepted and understand the truth.
那个光一照，我们才发现人的里面是脏的。
Then the light shines upon him that he could sense to the filth in his heart.
人的心是弯曲的。
And the man, the heart of a man is crooked.
那个标准一进去。
Once the standard is in our heart,
我们才发现我们真的有很多的不义不对。
Then we realize we have a lot of unrighteousness things.
所以主耶稣说，拜神的要用心灵跟诚实。
Therefore, we have to worship God with our heart and truth.
Spirit.
Spirit and truth.
那个诚实英文就是真理。
And the truth, in English, is the same word as truth.
一个卑微的人，如果真的要拜到神。要跟神连结，跟神联合，一定要有真理。
A humble person, if a humble person wants to join with the Lord, and he must have truth in his heart.
因为真理才能够引导我们进到没有罪的地步。
And the truth will bring us into righteousness and blamelessly.
因为它会显露我们罪，而且会告诉我们应该怎么做。
And the Lord, and the truth will manifest our sins and also instructing us.How to do and what to do.
那虽然我们受洗罪已经洗干净了。
Although after baptism we were cleansed.
但是当真理进到我们里面。
When the truth is in our heart.
我们发现我们每一天都要面对犯罪的事实。
We then realize that every day we have to face the reality of sin.
所以这一句话也是指着每个受洗的人讲的。
So this verse also refers to those who are baptized.
我们从几方面来看，虽然字面上实际我们是没有罪，但实际上我们是有罪。
Literally, we are not sinned, and yet we are still sinned.
我们看四世纪第七章。
Let's refer to Judges.
四世纪的第七章。
Judges chapter 7.
第七章。
Judges chapter 7.
第二节。
Verse 2.
神对米甸说，跟随你的人过多，我不能将米甸人交在手中，免得以色列人向我夸大说，是我自己的手救了我们。
And the Lord said to Gideon, the people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands. Lest Israel claim glory for itself against me, saying, my own hand has saved me.
这里中文叫做向我夸大，英文说 claim the glory, 就是说把荣耀归给自己。
Which means that giving the glory to themselves. To themselves.
所以他本来有32,000人。
Initially, he had 35,000 people.
神说太多。
And the Lord said that there are too many.
凡是怕的可以离开。
And those who are afraid may leave.
只剩10,000个。
And 10,000 left.
人还是太多。
There's still too many.
所以到最后刷来刷去只剩300个人。
And after filtering out the people, and only about 300 plus left.
那米甸人很强盛。
The Midianites were very strong and powerful.
300个人打败米甸人，这是不可能的。
And 300 people defeated the Midianites were actually impossible.
但是因为不可能得胜了，人才会真的归荣耀给神。
It was because of this impossible, then they will give glory to God.
所以有时候我们病好啊，常常就啊，哪一个医生很好。
Sometimes when we recover from illness, we give credit to certain doctors, certain physicians.
不是说感谢主。
And but,
不是说感谢主。
Instead of saying thank the Lord.
这个跟这个意思不是一样差不多吗？
This is a similar scenario.
有时候我们在做一个事业。
Sometimes when we are engaged in business,
做成了。
And we have a good, we have a great success.
有时候我们在暗中心里不是说这是我的能力，我会计划吗？
In our heart, we also claim the credits to ourselves.
这个不是归荣耀给自己吗？
And we give, we claim the glory for ourselves.
这是一种罪。
This is indeed a sin.
那后来这个基甸呢，打败了米甸人。
Later on, Gideon defeated Midianites.
你看到他年老的时候，他做什么
？And during his old age, what did he do?
好，我们看第八章。
Let's continue to read Judges chapter 8.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
27节。
Verse 27.
26。基甸所要出来的金耳环，重1700舍客的金子。此外还有米甸王所戴的月环耳坠和所穿的紫衣服并骆驼的金链子。27节，基甸因此造了一个以弗德，设在本城厄弗拉。后来以色列人拜了那以弗德，生了行淫，这就做了基甸跟他全家的网罗。
And this has become the trap of Gideon's became a snare to Gideon and to his house.
我们知道要敬拜神，进到圣所要穿以弗德，这是圣衣。
We know that we have to put on the sacred garment and effort when entering into the holy temple.
但是这个以弗德从哪里来
？And where did the effort come from？
是基甸在打败米甸以后，从他所夺的这个金银哪来做的？
And among all the silver and gold, Gideon make it into an effort.
那这个以弗德后来变成他的网罗。
An effort became a snare to him and to his house.
虽然这是用来穿来敬拜神。
Although this garment was worn to worship God.
但是每一次穿上这个以弗德，看到这个以弗德，就想这是我们打败的。基甸人所得到的。
And every time he put on this effort, will remind him that this was the result of defeating Midianites.
所以把这个以弗德提醒到他自己战胜了米甸人。
And reminding him that he defeated the enemy.
所以说这行了邪淫。
Then it became and all Israel played the harlot with it.
所以
with it there.
我中国人常讲老年人戒之在德。
Yeah, the Chinese people always claim that the elderly people has to be content.
戒之在德，就是人老的时候都一直夸过去我做什么。
Because the elderly people always like to claim for his glory, claim for his credits, what he has done in the past.
人忘记了我们活着一辈子所做的都是神的恩典。
Well, man should always remember that what we have done throughout our lifetime was the blessing of God.
所以我们要很谨慎。
We have to be very cautious.
当我们归荣耀给神，当我们归荣耀给自己。
When we claim glory to ourselves,
在神面前我们就是罪。
Then we are sinners in front of Him.
在以赛亚书第十章。
Let's refer to Isaiah.
以赛亚书第十章
，Isaiah chapter 10,
十二节
，Isaiah chapter 10, verse 12。
主在锡安山和耶路撒冷成就他一切工作的时候，主说：“我必刑罚亚述的至高至大和心傲，心高眼目的荣耀。”十三节
，13。
因为他说：“我所成就的事是靠我手的能力和我的智慧，我本有聪明，我挪移列国的地界，抢夺他们所积蓄的财宝。”并且我向勇士只做白昼的降为卑，这个地方神说我要让亚述王刑罚他。
And here God says that He's going to punish the king of Assyria.
亚述是一个很强的国家。
Assyria is a powerful kingdom.
Assyria.
好。
第五节哈。
Assyria.
这里讲亚述是神所用的一个工具。
Assyria was used by God as a tool.
所以神用它，允许它。把很多骄傲的国家打败，包括以色列百姓。
And God used this country to defeat a lot of countries.
但是他忘记了，这是神允许他的。
But the king had forgotten that it was permitted by God.
所以第三节说，我所成就的是我的能力跟我的智慧。
Therefore, the king claimed that by my wisdom, for I'm a prudent, and I've removed the boundary of the people.
这是罪，神说我要刑罚他。
And this is a sin, and God is going to punish him.
所以我们现在的人的罪是隐藏在内心的最深处，夺取神的荣耀。
And now our sin is hidden, in the inner part of our heart, to seize the glory, seizing the glory of God.
我们有哪一件事情不是领受的呢？
And did we receive everything from God?
啊，如果是领受的，我们做一个人有什么可以自夸呢？
If we receive everything from the Lord, what are we supposed to boast?
如果我们自夸，就表示有一部分不是领受的。
And if we are very haughty, that means that we do not receive from the Lord.
那这就是得罪神。
And we actually sin against God.
所以我们要面对罪的事实。
We have to face the reality of sin.
其实人一生哦，有没有享受不是最重要。
Throughout the life of a person, whether he truly enjoy the physical life doesn't matter.
就是我们信仰一直在时间一直拉长的时候，我们灵性有没有进步，这个最重要。
Most importantly is whether our spirituality has been uplifted.
我们是不是能够跟神越来越亲近？
Are we be able to getting closer and closer to the Lord?
这个是最重要。
This is the most important thing.
所以人生的规划要从哪里开始？
And what are we going to plan for our life?
要从天国开始。
And from the heaven.
有一天我要面对见到神。
One of these days I'm going to face God.
我要从他得到赏赐。
I'm going to receive his reward.
用这样推下来，推到现在，我要怎么活？
Then we continue to plan from the heaven and downwards. And we come to our physical life. What am I supposed to do?
但是很可惜，现在的人生规划都是从坟墓开始。
And unfortunately, man planned their life from graveyard.
就是到我死要埋葬到哪里？
Where am I going to be buried after my death?
那我所赚了这么多钱要分给我子孙，要怎么分？要写遗嘱。
How am I going to distribute my wealth and properties to my descendants?
这一种人生规划是死人的人生规划。
And this is the planning of a dead man.
是没有盼望的人生规划。
And without hope.
有盼望的人生规划应该从天国开始。
A life of hope should be planned on the heavenly kingdom.
那当我们人生从天国开始规划。
And we try, when we plan based on the heavenly kingdom.
有没有享受不是很重要。
Whether we truly enjoy on this physical earth,doesn't really matter.
最重要是神怎么看我们。
Most importantly is how God judges me.
我们跟他的关系是不是越来越好？
And do we have a better relationship with God daily?
第二个。
Secondly,
所谓罪就是否定神的主权。
Sin, another kind of sin is a denial of God.
我们主权。
The authority of God.
我们看雅各书第四章。
Let's refer to James.
雅各书的第四章。
The epistle of James. Chapter 4.
十六节。
Verse 16.
现今你们竟然张狂夸口，凡是这样夸口都是恶的。
But now you are boast in your arrogance, and also such boasting is evil. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin.
这里说这样夸口都是恶的，恶的就是罪。
And this is evil and it is sin.
我们仔细看这一个生意人。
Let's take a look of a businessman.
他很可能受教育很高。
Maybe he received high education.
他可能跟文化素质很高。
Maybe he's very civilized and cultural.
讲话很斯文，用字很正确，而且彬彬有礼。
He has a very, has a lot of classes, talking like a gentleman.
他可能头脑很有训练。
He was well trained.
所以他懂得计划。
He knew how to plan.
我要到哪里住一年，做买卖得利。
And where I'm going to do business and try to settle down for the year.
我们今天不是常常为我们人生在做计划吗？
Do we always plan for our life?
我在这次 NYTS 听一个青年在见证。
During the recent NYTS, I heard a testimony from a youth.
其实他功课也读得相当好。
He did well in his studies.
他是在想我几岁的时候要到哪里上班。
He began to plan at a certain age, he will start to work.
然后我要买多少钱买一部车子。
Then I'll save money to buy a car.
然后我再多几年，我就当配要买房子。
Then I will save save more money to use as a down pay to buy a house.
然后到了几岁，我就要结婚。
Then I'm going to get married at a certain age.
所以他对整个人生很有条理，一直在计划。
He made a lot of sensible and logical plans for his life.
但是到最后，神让一些事情发生，就他让他感觉到说，前途不是你能够计划的。
But later on, due to certain things happened, he then realized that his plan cannot be implemented. It's not in his hand.
另外一个青年说
，There was another youth.
我以前呢、啊，我都是坐在驾驶座，主耶稣坐在这个旁边。我开以前呐、啊，人生好像开车，我都是坐在驾驶座。
哦、oh, ，He said that in the past, my life was just like driving a car. 哦、
我是坐在 driver seat.
I was on the driver seat.
就表示说我在引导我自己的人生。
I was actually guiding my life.
那主耶稣是坐在旁边呢、啊，当客人。
Jesus was just like a guest, like a passenger.
那现在我才发现这样不对。
Now I realize it was wrong.
我应该让主耶稣来坐在驾驶座。
And Jesus should be the driver.
让他来引导我。
Then he will guide me.
然后我坐在旁边。
Then I should be a passenger.
所以十三节。
Verse 13.
15节。第四章。
Chapter 4, verse 15.
所以你们应该说，主若愿意，我就可以活着，也可以做这个事，做那个事。
Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that.
所以我们每一个决定，特别重大的决定，都要留一个空间给神来带领。
So when making any important decision, we should give room for God's guidance.
这样不但是最稳妥的人生方向，而且这样才是真的尊神为大。
This then to be the most well-planned direction and is very safe.
把神踢到一旁，自我决定前途，就是张狂夸口，这是恶的。
If we put God aside and deciding my future, then it's like what the Bible says there. Now you boast in your arrogance, and also such boasting is evil.
所以我们在想，为什么我们跟神的关系不好？
Therefore, we should think over why we don't have a good relationship with God.
我们真的尊他为主吗？
Do we really honor Him as our Lord?
这是我们需要思考一个问题。
This is what we should ponder over.
我们看约翰一书第三章。
Let's refer to 1 John.
约翰一书第三章。
First John, chapter 3.
二十一节
，Verse 21，
约翰一书第三章二十一节
，First John chapter 3 verse 21。
亲爱的弟兄，我们的心若不责备我们，就可以向人坦然无惧。
Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God.
这里讲心是什么？心就是良心。
And heart in here refers to our conscience.
人的良心如果不责备我们，就可以向人坦然无惧。
If our conscienceDoesn't condemn us, we have confidence toward God.
良心是神的本性的一部分。
And conscience is part of God.
所以什么是罪？
So what is a sin then?
良心不安就是罪。
If your conscience feels uneasy, then it is sin.
所以有时候我们这个良心好像一面镜子已经被灰尘遮盖了。
Our conscience sometimes just like a mirror, which is grayed out.
这样就很难体现罪了。
Then you will not be able to sense to sin.
所以你看现在的大众传播。
Let's take a look of the multimedia.
我上一次提过，有一次我坐飞机到 Montreal 去。
Once I was taking a plane to Montreal.
我坐那个 Canada Airline.
And I was taking the I was flying in the Canada Airline.
我就很好奇啊，哎，它这个里面电影是什么？
I was just very curious about the movies on the plane.
我就把它打开来看。
And then I turn on.
这根本是黄色电影。
It's like pornography.
小孩子也看，青年也在看，没有剪接的，没有 censor 的。
And those are uncensored movies.
那我们在想，这一种的大众传播，这样一次、两次、三次、一直看下去，结果是怎样？
If you keep on watching this kind of movies, what will be the result?
良心死了。
Your conscience is dead.
良心麻木了。
Your conscience has no feeling.
良心麻木，离开罪已经不远了。
When the conscience is numb, has no feeling, that means that you are not far away from sin.
那有时候我们是，我们犯了错，我们想要想理由把它 justify, 把它说服自己。
Sometimes when a person commits sins, he tried to justify.
你看那个保险公司的那个保险卡。背面有的保险公司说，当你发生车祸，不要承认自己是错的。
Sometimes when you take a look of the insurance card, it indicates that when you even if it is your mistake, you should not plead guilty.
为什么
？Why？
你如果没有承认错，你还有可能一直变到最后不是你的错。
If you do not plead guilty, then you have a chance to win.
但是这样下去，人的良心就死了。
Then the conscience of a person is dead.
所以我们常常如果常常圣灵感动我们良心很清洁的时候，你发现对罪很敏感。
If the Holy Spirit often chastises us, then you will be very sensitive to sin.
所以有的青年去看那个电影啊，就很想看，看完马上出来祷告一下，还有没有圣灵？这个还有良心。
Sometimes the youth to watch pornographic movies, and you know after coming out of the theater, they pray again to see to find out what the Holy Spirit is still with them.
但是如果看出来还没有感觉，良心已经差不多死掉了。
If he has no feeling at all, then his conscience is almost dead.
所以良心不安就是罪。
If your conscience feels uneasy, that means that you are sinned.
所以有时候我们如果很注重自己，你发现哦，讲一句谎话，你晚上会睡不着觉。
If you are very sensitive in sin, even you say, even you tell a white lie, you couldn't get to sleep.
因为你跟神的关系很好。
Since you have a good relationship with God,
所以你良心很清。
You have very clear conscience.
一句话你会睡不着。
Even one short statement will result you in insomnia.
所以良心告诉我们，我们有罪。
So the conscience will tell us we are sinned.
那这种审判也是很厉害的。
And this judgment is also very serious.
所以有人常常问啊，如果那没有听过道理的人啊，难道神审判他吗？
Someone may ask, how about to those who never hear about the gospel?Would God still judge them?
罗马书提供没有听过道理的良心就是他的审判。
In the book of Romans, it says that those who never heard about the gospel, then the conscience is the judgment.
将来主耶稣问你一生有没有违背过良心。
Then during the final judgment, Jesus will ask you whether you have done anything against your conscience.
哦，那这个也是很厉害的一个审判。
And this is a very, very serious judgment.
我们再看路加福音十五章。
Let's refer to Luke chapter 15.
路加福音十五章。
Luke chapter 15.
十八节。
Verse 18.
十五章的十八节。
Luke chapter 15, verse 18.
十七节开始。他醒悟过来。
Verse 17.
就说我父亲有多少谷物口粮鱼，我到这里饿死吗？十八节。
18.
我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪的天也得罪了你。
17. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you.
这个浪子说，我得罪的天也得罪了你。
And this prodigal son would tell his father that he has sinned against heaven and his father.
天就是神。
Heaven refers to God.
得罪的神就是得罪人，就得罪的人就是得罪神。
Sin against man is equivalent to sinning against God.
他的父亲很爱他。
His father loves him.
但是他跑到很远，把父亲的钱全部都浪费光了。
He squandered his father's money far away.
这就得罪了他父亲。
And he sinned against his father.
但这就是得罪了神。
And also he sinned against God.
所以啊，人际关系，这就是我们跟神的关系的一个反应。
So the human relationship also reflects our relationship with God.
如果我们行神的道，
if we practice and follows the teaching of God,
人际关系一定是好的。
Then we will have a good interpersonal relationship.
主耶稣说：“我赐给你们新命令。”
And God, Jesus said that I give you a new commandment.
就是你要彼此相爱。
And you shall love each other.
我怎么爱你们，你们也要彼此这样来彼此相爱。
How I love you, and you shall love each other.
这是命新命令。
This is a new commandment.
那如果我们照这一条命令来做。
If we do it accordingly,
怎么会有人际关系的问题呢？
Then we won't have bad interpersonal relationship.
怎么会有夫妻的问题呢？
Then we won't have husband and wife problems.
即使你太太把你钉到十字架，耶稣说赦免他们，因为他所做他不知道。
Even your wife crucify you on the cross, you will like Jesus to forgive her.
这个就是新命令啊。
This is a new commandment.
所以我们到底跟神的关系好不好？
Whether we have a good relationship with God.
如果跟神的关系好，就是我们跟人的关系会很好。
If a good relationship with God, then we will have a good relationship with man.
因为我们在行他的道。
Since we practice his words.
所以不可能一个人跟其关系很好，跟大家合不来。
It's impossible to say that if a person has a good relationship with God, and yet he has a bad relationship with man.
或者这个我讨厌，那个我也不喜欢。
I don't like this person, I hate that one.
但是我祷告必圣灵充满。
But I'm filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为罪就是表现在人跟人之间人际关系问题上。
The sin reflects between man and God.
所以啊，如果神的话语进到我们内心，
If the word of God truly abides in you,
我们就需要面对罪的事实。
Then we are going to face the reality of sin.
我们才能够改善对神的关系。
Then we will be able to improve our relationship with God.
我们再看雅各书第四章。
Let's refer to James.
雅各书的第四章。
James chapter 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗
？Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God?
与世俗为友，就是与神为敌。
Friendship with the world is enmity with God.
有时候我们常常发现啊，生活跟外邦人一样。
A lot of time, we may notice that we live like Gentiles.
我们常常想说，这有什么不好
？And what's wrong with that?
我没有犯奸淫，我没有偷人，我没有抢人。
I do not steal nor commit adultery.
但这里说，与世俗为友，就是与神为敌。
But he says that friendship with the world is enmity with God.
因为神的本性跟世俗的本性是不一样的。
Because the nature of God is different from the secular world.
当我们被世俗同化。
And when we were compromised with the secular world,
我们跟神的关系就拉远了。
Then we have a distance between God.
我上个礼拜在意大利帮同他们联恩会。
Last week, and I was holding the spiritual convocation and in Italy.
我有11个得圣灵。
It's about 11 members received the Holy Spirit.
参加有28个人。
There were 28 attendees.
那其中有一个弟兄啊，他这个左边呢、啊、戴着耳环。
I noticed one of the brothers was wearing a earring.
我问他说：“你这个是装饰的呢，还是同性恋
？”And I asked him, you know, is this ornamental or you are a gay?
他说：“我不知道，戴起来就好看。
”He said, "I don't know. Just you know, just good looking.
Cool."后来他得圣灵了
，and later on he received the Holy Spirit.
那就问了，这个到底可不可以戴
？And he asked me, shall I continue to wear the earring?
有人就告诉他，你祷告看看啦、啊，看主耶稣要你不要戴。
Someone told him that you continue to pray whether God, whether Jesus allows you to wear.
第二天看到这个耳环就剥掉了。
So in the following day, I noticed that the ring was removed.
所以有很多事情啊，你翻圣经你没有办法讲可以不可以。
A lot of yea or nay are not recorded in the Bible.
但是有一些事情确实是世俗。
But that is an important fact.
那这个世俗啊，你如果没有远离啊，我们跟神的关系就有问题。
If we are not away from secular things, then we will be a distance from God.
所以这里说淫乱的人啊，不是真的肉体淫乱。
And here, adulterers doesn't refer to those who physically commit adultery.
是灵里面的。不对神不忠。
Which means that we shall not commit spiritual adultery in the Lord.
那这些罪的事实要怎么解决
How are we going to resolve the reality of sin?
要在基督里面才有希望。
And in Christ, then we will have hope.
我们看约翰一书第一章。
Let's refer to 1 John chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
约翰一书第一章第九节。
1 John chapter 1, verse 9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
既然人是软弱，常常会犯罪。
Since man is weak and always commits sins.
那这样是不是人就没有希望了呢？
Does that mean that man has no hope?
不是的。
It is not so.
这个地方告诉我们。
In here, it instructs us.
我们如果认自己的罪，
If we confess our sin,
神是信实的、公义的，
He is faithful and just to forgive us.
他会赦免我们的罪，
He will forgive us,
洗净我们一切的，
and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
这个就是答案。
And this is the answer.
所以我们每一天睡觉以前，
So every day before we go to bed,
我们常常需要审查。
We have to examine ourselves.
用神的话来审查我们自己。
We examine ourselves using the words of God.
然后在神面前把我们的罪全部都认干净。
And then we confess our sins, all our sins in front of Him.
照着圣经的应许，神要赦免我们的罪。
In accordance to the promise stated in the Bible, and God will forgive us.
那这个罪拿掉了。
When the sins are removed,
我们的关系跟神的关系又是很亲密。
Then we will have a close relationship with the Lord.
我们就可以体会到灵里面那一种甜美。
That we will be able to sense and to enjoy the sweetness in spirit.
圣灵充满那一种能力。
And we are filled with the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们跟信仰是一种关系。
Therefore, faith is a relationship between God and us.
我们要对付这个关系的破坏者就是罪。
And we shall overcome the one who destroyed this relationship, which is sin.
也就是常常用神的话来对照自己的罪，然后谦卑认罪。
And we shall always use the words of God to examine ourselves and confess our sins in front of Him.
那神就会赦免我们的罪，继续与我们相亲，扬起脸来光照我们，赐给我们平安。
And then the Lord will forgive our sins and also lift up His face.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing Him.
五十二首。
52。
我们在九月下旬要有灵恩布道会。
We are in the we will have a special convocation in the late September.
差不多还有一个月来预备。
About a month to prepare.
我们执会有一个决定，就是灵恩布道会前两个月每一个礼拜六这些执会的成员呢进食祷告。
The council has made a decision that the council member will have a fasting prayer on Saturday.
我们也欢迎诸位信徒一起来参加，但是这个禁食也是大家按照你的感动来做。
We encourage brothers and sisters to join us at your own will.
如果我们祷告，真的祷告出有一股力量，教会圣工推展是不困难的。
If we pray and with power, then the circuit works can be carried out smoothly.
所以我们要把灵恩布道认真当一回事来预备。
We should treat the spiritual convocation as an important event.
请大家明天早一点到教会来，十点钟到教会来为圣工祷告。
We ask brothers and sisters to arrive at the church tomorrow at 10 a.m. and to pray for the sacred work.
有时候我们因为很忙，你找不到人来慕道。
Sometimes we are busy and find no true seekers.
但是至少我们可以为教会圣工祷告。
At least we can pray for the sacred work.
这个就是爱神的表现。
And there's one way to show love.
教会是神的家。
Church is the house of God.
当我们为教会认真祷告，就是爱神。
And we pray seriously for the church. This is a way to love God.
所以，请大家明天大家能够很自由的来参加我们的早祷会。
Please come to attend our morning prayer section.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's all pray together and let's kneel down and pray together in one accord.